You can get them wherever you listen to your podcast. Tonight, Northern Iowa, Illinois State, 6:30 pregame. Be nice. We get to see Steve before we go home tonight. It's 2 days in a row.
It's always a pleasure seeing
it
Steve.
Is. It is nice. So just a little update. So Nana is home. So we're extremely happy to have Nana home. And she gets Susie for a few more days now in the comfort of her home to just kind of sit around and catch up. So that'll be fun to do tonight. Aaron and Kale came over last night to watch the game because they didn't have ESPN Plus. It was nice to watch the game with everybody. So
my wife and I had a discussion about ESPN Plus last night.
I hate ESPN
she
Plus.
Well, she asked me, she said, "This is a big game. Why don't they put it on regular?" I said, "Because people at the beginning of the season said, oh, I want to watch Iowa State games, therefore I'm going to spend the money to get, and if you changed it, that they spent that money to get the subscription,
exactly.
And then put it on, then you're going to lose." So it stinks. I mean, we're watching streaming services for NFL games, but it's the train is on the track, and we can't do anything about it, bud.
No, I agree with that.
My NFL package is going to be, what is it, YouTube TV now?
Right. Yeah, and that seems, but I mean, I think all three of my boys all have YouTube TV.
That's going to change where you're not going to be able to change sign-ins. Yeah. You know what's not going to change? The fact that you can go to Audio Boom and listen to our podcast or our replays.
You can, and you can read your read.
What I do
you
can got? Read my read. I'm going to do Heritage Building Maintenance.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Prove. Wait, hold on. There we go. I have my notes on mine, and I lost my page. So Heritage Building Maintenance proves quality, health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services provides throughout Central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology. This is killing me today.
You want to start
Heritage,
over?
Yes, Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind in protecting the future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control, and provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com. Check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
Chad and Justin, he'll get better.
Well, if you'd let me type, or I mean, do things beforehand.
Oh, I'm not the one that lost your read.
You put this one together. There's so many run-on sentences here.
I can stop them. And
or I could take the initiative and actually do my own reads.
Yes, you could.
Text.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Where are you going there, Steno?
Okay. You know what? Well, I've talked so much now I don't know where I was going to go.
Weird.
Yeah. How about that? Funniest one of all, Trevor Lawrence, after their game, their comeback, 27-point comeback.
Yes.
Where'd the whole team go? The Waffle House. How would you like to be the Waffle House in Jacksonville and all of a sudden...
I've been to Waffle House. You can get everybody in a Waffle House?
I guess they brought the whole team.
The country ham.
Yeah, there you go.
I like Waffle House.
I thought that was really pretty cool.
I have a Waffle House coffee mug I keep in my office. I like Waffle House.
I saw today that Gronk's thinking about returning next year.
To what?
I have no idea.
Dances with the Stars?
Who knows?
Masked Singer? No, come on, dude.
Okay, so here was one of the funny things since we're doing a little NFL.
very little of it.
Yeah. The Giants are 14-4 this year against the spread. So even when they were losing football games, they were still covering all year. So they were just building up to that point. And they're currently 7.5-point dog against the Eagles with a hurt quarterback. It's going to be an interesting game.
You know who didn't cover the spread this year? Tampa Bay,
yeah.
Yeesh.
So here's the kind of the big one that's floating out there today. Is Justin Jefferson worth 10 years, $80 million? If you saw his last two games, I'd say no, but
what if
he's
was
still really, really good.
What if he was with Patrick Mahomes? What if he was a weapon for...
I don't think Kirk Cousins
is the problem?
No. I just don't think it would work with Patrick Mahomes because he doesn't like to have to look at just one. He loves
throwing to everybody. I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
he goes to Las Vegas with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I don't think he'd want to do that either because Davante Adams is there.
Well, you got to have two weapons. Right. Yeah. You got to have two weapons.
I don't know. I don't know if he's worth that. And this is what the Vikings general manager said today. The Vikings general manager says he expects Kirk Cousins to return next season. Yes. If that was my general manager and that's what he said in a press conference, I would go,
Everybody's saying
are
that,
you
though.
Sure?
Everybody's saying
okay,
that.
Okay, and here's the other thing that I want to say about that. Probably wasn't his play call that he threw the ball to T.J. Hockenson and he didn't let him get all the way down, but he also was getting ready to get sacked. The other thing is his defense gave up 500 yards.
Right, exactly.
What's Kirk Cousins supposed to do? They're like, well, he's been in all these close games. He's not a good quarterback. He has a really bad defense.
But he did win 11 games within, what was it?
One score.
One score. And I don't even know. It was 5 points or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, it was.
He came back against those. You know, and they are so the funny thing today, and Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee today, and he was all over the place. I think he had taken some of that wiki deaky stuff he's been drinking before he went on because he was out there today. He's like, I kind of what he said is, I don't care about Trey Lance, and I don't even care if Trey Lance could have done what I could do, because that's what people are saying. You're paying him $50 million a year. You not think Trey Lance can go 8-9?
Yeah.
But
then
I
he also
I like Aaron Rodgers a lot more, and I love Pat McAfee. It's not a good place for him because okay. Man, it's
also
just a
on
railing yard.
Right. On Pat McAfee today it was 8 weeks ago. He said, oh, I'll definitely be back in now it's time. He uses as his platform to, I've still got one more year in me to be the MVP. Not I should be part of a team to make a team better. I've got one more year in me to be the MVP for a team.
I didn't like that either.
I know.
Not a big. And I thought I really liked Aaron Rodgers. And then.
So, okay. Do you try to put him back together with Davante Adams?
I have no idea. I don't know what he can do. I don't think it had anything to do with his wide receivers. I don't think it had anything to do with his offensive line. I don't think he's the same quarterback.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be throwing to Alan Lazard next year?
No. Alan Lazard's not signing with the Green Bay Packers.
All right. I'll follow him where he goes.
It makes me excited. There's a lot of places that he can go that he can help teams because he's a unicorn in this league.
Yeah.
He can catch passes and he can block. And I'm not talking about that. All he has to do. I'm going to all these teams. If I want to be a free agent, what do you want to see? I want to see the play that on a running play, he knocked down three guys and then stopped and went one, two.
Okay, first
three.
Of all, those two of those guys slipped. He didn't.
They did not slip.
Okay, I know those Dolphin game. I didn't care for it.
Yes.
But yes, he is a unicorn, as you say, of a player. He's big, he's physical. And I mean, to watch, obviously, both of you and I have watched a lot of Packer games, the guy gets beat up.
Yes.
He's in everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's whether he's going to get to catch
even
a ball,
when
he gets
first
beat up.
Downs, he they hit him hard.
Up. So I mean,
I love Alan. He's always been a good kid. Very polite, talks to you. It's just it's a cool thing.
I hit a nerve. Just got the text.
Who?
Would Adams even want him as a quarterback again?
No,
who
I
do
don't,
you think texted me that?
The wife.
Miss Bridget. Yes.
Yeah.
She's, that's a good point, dude.
She's on it. Yeah.
That's a good
Davante
point.
Adams is like, yeah, okay. If you're Davante Adams and you can choose and you can have Tom Brady or you can have Aaron Rodgers, who are you taking?
I'm not choosing either one of them.
Yeah, but you have to have a quarterback because they don't have a quarterback.
I honestly would probably go Tom Brady.
I would too. I don't even think I would even hesitate. And that is really weird that I wouldn't even hesitate. But
I mean, I've read everything that there's 12 different analysts from ESPN to CBS Sports, all these different things. And out of these 10, 11 guys, as far as Tom Brady, majority of them think the answer is the Raiders, where he goes.
Yeah.
One of them, it was Graziano, was the one that he thinks Miami would be the best choice. But one of them actually said Tampa Bay, stay there.
Mm.
I don't think that's the answer.
Not with Todd Bowles there.
No.
He's not going back there. He's not going back there to an undisciplined team that doesn't do the same. At 40, how old is he? 45? And he's working out every day, right. and those guys are doing nothing. Yeah, no, he's not staying there. Here's the difference, too. Just some of these little things in life with coaching and all that, and where you're headed and where your program's headed in the NFL. Today, there were two defensive coordinators hired today. One was Jim Schwartz. He got hired to be the defensive coordinator in Cleveland. The other was Vic Fangio, who got hired to be the defensive coordinator at Atlanta with the Falcons, who kind of had a better year than what people thought,
right.
Just couldn't stop people. Jim Schwartz has never done anything in the NFL except for been a really bad head coach in
Detroit.
A nondescript defense.
Right. Exactly.
Vic Fangio, for all those years when the Broncos had no offense and he had their defense and they were winning football games with Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has a Super Bowl because of Vic Fangio. I don't know if Vic Fangio thinks Peyton Manning got in that Super Bowl. For the Atlanta Falcons, a young team, a young defense, a hungry defense. Man, the Cleveland Browns they just can't do anything right.
I don't know. Atlanta always scares me. It seems like ownership gets in the way. As much as we talk about Dallas, the ownership gets in the way sometimes. It's they want their finger on the pulse. I
don't think Artie Moreno is that. I mean, he's not that involved.
All right.
And that's the other thing that came out today. And since we're a Kansas City Chief affiliate, it really came out today. They said, okay, when teams are trying to emulate somebody, they're trying to figure out why they're not emulating the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you ever hear any of their ownership say, hey, you need to play this guy, or hey, do you need to do that? Do you ever hear anybody from the Kansas City Chiefs saying anything? No.
No.
Do you...
The granddaughter sure runs around on social media, though.
Okay. Do you ever see very rarely do you see a coach get fired from Kansas City.
No.
No. Do you see coaches leave Kansas City, other underling coaches?
Wait, what was his name? Gunther Cunningham, though?
Yeah. Exactly.
That was a long time ago.
But, you know, and they're like, and nobody is taking what Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, and I'm tired of all the people saying that it's Andy Reid and only Andy Reid and it's Patrick Mahomes, has nothing to do with Eric Bieniemy.
No.
Patrick Mahomes doesn't talk to Andy Reid hardly at all.
No.
All of his conversations and all of his stuff is with Eric Bieniemy. They sit and they go through and they do all that. For Eric Bieniemy, what's the matter?
I'm sorry. Social media went through today, and it was a picture of or a little snippet of Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, puffed chest, all bowed up, saying, I'm right here, except they switched the audio. He goes, I'm right here. I'm right here. And I'm just like, oh, my Lord.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, my heavens. I'm sorry. That was rude of me, but sometimes I get the giggles.
It's really funny that people don't emulate what they do.
I don't think you can.
And is that so? It's always that. Is it because of Andy Reid or is it because of Patrick Mahomes? I think it's because of Patrick Mahomes, but there's not a whole lot of coaches out there that Patrick Mahomes could play for that would allow him the freedom. Now, they still have to think up all the stuff. So Eric Bieniemy and that, but they give him freedom to do anything that he doesn't need a dude.
No.
He didn't need Tyreek Hill coming. Why did you throw to that guy instead of me? He didn't. He's like, you guys have my permission to get rid of Tyreek.
If they're saying, why don't you emulate them? That means, okay, there's one, two, and three. So we need to find the first part, the second part, and the third.
Right.
Well, first of all, you're not going to find a Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And you don't want somebody to be the next Patrick Mahomes. You want somebody to be the, he does stuff, you know, except he's bigger, he's faster, he's got a better this, he's a scrap. I mean, it's you're not going to find another Patrick Mahomes, Pete's sakes.
I mean, he has total control of the football field. Does he make mistakes sometimes? Absolutely. I think he makes mistakes out of boredom. You know, I really want to try this play. I'm seriously, he's going to, in one of these games, he's throwing a pass behind his back 20 yards down the field and have it. He didn't care if he gets intercepted or not. He's going to throw it.
All these push passes we're seeing now, I mean, 5 years ago, it'd be like, you can't do that. Show me where I can't do that.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's just, they break all the rules. They're never under center, ever. Unlike now, he's had some games where he threw interceptions, and I think they were just everybody goes, well, they're just being you know, willy-nilly. And I'm like, I think they're trying plays to see if they work. And if they don't work and it's an interception, they know they're going to win these games.
Right. Did you see the play where they are in the huddle in a circle and they come spinning out like a dancing routine? I thought, is this the movie Basketball? What is this? They got flagged on it, by the way.
Andy Reid's just over there going,
exactly.
I'm drawing.
Exactly. I draw mustaches on faces. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Oh, yeah.
No, I think that's – it's just – it's funny that, you know, you have all these teams. And so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 There's 8 teams left, right? We got 4 games.
Oh, yeah. Here. Got it right here.
There's 8 teams.
You got Jacksonville, Kansas City. We've got New York, Philadelphia,
yep.
Cincinnati, Buffalo, Dallas, San Francisco. We got 8 teams.
8 teams.
4 games.
7 are run – 7 organizations, coaching head coach is a offensive-minded coach. The only one that is not is the one that's under the biggest that people are worried about the most, and that's Sean McDermott because their defense isn't playing well. And
in Buffalo, yes.
And Buffalo, and Josh Allen has the most turnovers of anybody that's left in here. But everybody else, now think about that, Scott. If this is a copycat league, just like baseball is a copycat league, the NBA isn't because there's so much difference in some of the players. They're copycat leagues. There's 7 offensive-minded coaches that are in these finals.
Yes.
And every single person being interviewed for these jobs that are open are defensive coaches. And you wonder why billionaires aren't smart. They know how to make a billion.
They're looking for experience.
Yeah, and it doesn't. Then get experience in offense, right. Not in defense.
The Jeff Saturday experience went different. We'd be talking differently.
Well, and I had a good one on that one, too.
Well, let's come back.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be right
back. Drive safe at home.
Still looks like rain out there. Maybe depending on where you are.
Well, I keep looking at the cameras that I have access to, and down by the airport, it is still just rain.
Just rain. I bet you up in Ames, it may not still be just rain, but we'll see. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That was Scott. This is Steen. Welcome in. 2 more segments left. Got a lot to talk about. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Facebook at 1700 Champ, the website 1700champ.com. Twitter is at @ScottBrower_13, at @SteenOnSports, and at @1700TheChamp, and at @HappyHour_SS, hence Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
There you go.
There you go. Northern Iowa, Illinois State. You're going to get that pregame at 6:30. You need to know the man behind making sure that goes off with no hitches is none other than Mr. Steve Gordon. He's going to be in here. It's going to be fun. He's getting all kinds of. We're going to tell him he's getting all kinds of radio time today.
Well, we this segment because he travels with us
exactly. Besides being brought to you by Steve, this one's going to be brought to you by DeMoss Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. 3 locations: 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines; 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213 in Des Moines; and 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Des Moines Urgent Injury Clinics are at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointments needed. You can look up wait times online at demoss.com. Hours are West Des Moines, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Ankeny is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. The difference between urgent care and emergency room is the severity of the health problem. If the condition is life-threatening, bleeding, something piercing through you, yes, please go to the emergency room, but please also take a look to see if the DeMoss Urgent Injury Clinics can help you. Also new to DeMoss is Engineer Performance by DeMoss, world-class sports rehab and performance training in Central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny, Iowa. Just had the name of that little area there in Ankeny, and I just forgot it, so it'll pop up about 15 minutes on my drive home, and I'll go, Prairie Trail. Yes. Yeah. See, pop right in.
Mm-hmm.
Just needed your help.
Yep. Okay. They got the Jethro's up there. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good Jethro's.
Lakeside up there. There's
that's always nice for Ankeny Centennial to go to Jethro's before we went to Ankeny Centennial games. Yes. Okay. Continued talk.
Can I just throw a complete side note on this? Something popped up on my social. Did you know Gary Dolphin has a bar in Dubuque? Gary Dolphin's Iron Bar.
Doesn't surprise me that Gary Dolphin has a bar. I didn't think he was from up
there. I don't know, but now it's on my list.
I got to go to Gary Dolphin's bar.
I told you my Gary Dolphin story. It was up in Ames. We were going to a Ames Home Builders function back in the day, 10 years ago. Wife and I are sitting at the bar at the hotel waiting for the Home Builders Christmas party, and this guy sits down and starts talking about the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I'm like we're chatting with him and stuff like that. And pretty soon I'm like, man, I got a couple bottles of courage in me. I said, you sound really familiar. He goes, I'm Gary Dolphin, dude. And I'm like, we drank with him for a while and ended up he was doing his before the Iowa State game, his research, if you will, on sheets going through and things like that. And he signed because my mother-in-law, God rest her soul, Mary, huge Hawkeye fan. And he put on there, Mary, thanks for the support. Go Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin.
Nice.
We still have it. It was a good story.
Nice. I like it. Division games this weekend for the NFL. It looks like Kansas City and Jacksonville is at 3:30. Then you get the Giants and Philadelphia at 7:15. So that must be on Saturday.
Yes.
And Sunday you get Cincinnati, Buffalo at 2, and Dallas, San Francisco at 5:30.
All right, I gotta go weird on you on this one.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this here.
I don't usually give you warning.
Oh, I know. Jacksonville, Kansas City.
Yes.
Jacksonville wasn't supposed to be this deep into the playoffs this year. Well, this is year 2.
Especially after the first half.
Right. No. Right. Okay. Out of all these teams we're looking at, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Dallas, San Francisco, do we see Jacksonville again? Because they're building. They're on an uptick.
Yes.
They
have money.
Out of these, Jacksonville, Kansas City, Giants, Philly, and the ones I'm going to hover on are Philly, Buffalo, and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Are they plateaued? Are they going down?
Philadelphia's young. Younger.
Quarterback, though, isn't he?
No, they got a lot of young. They have a lot of young, really talented players. A.J. Green's young. Devontae Smith is young. Their tight end's young. Their defense is pretty young. That's a team. They need Jalen Hurts to stay healthy.
The ones that get me are Jacksonville and New York Jets. New York Jets, this was supposed to be their year one of rebuilding.
Right, and they just don't have a quarterback, and we don't know if they have a coach. It's iffy. They have a great general manager. I mean, he's pushed pieces in there.
You don't like Brian Daboll?
That's you said Jets.
No, I said Giants.
You said Jets.
I said Giants, dude, because I'm looking at it.
I know you were looking at it, but you said Jets.
Well, then you need to correct me on that. I meant ones in the playoffs.
Okay, Giants. No, the Giants are ready to go, but they have a very difficult situation because they have to figure out what they're willing to pay Daniel Jones. We talked just a teeny bit about it yesterday. You know, if they'd assigned him 6 weeks ago, they probably could have got him 3 years, $30 million, so 90, kicking another 30.
I think we said 30 for 4 for 120. Now it's one. We're staring at 150.
Yes, probably.
Yeah,
with a pretty good kick, a bonus kick in there as well.
Right.
Really good coach, talent on both sides of the ball. Have some areas, but they have money. They've resurrected the embarrassment that happened there for a while. So that is
when you think of the New York Giants and you think New York Giants quarterback, who comes to your mind?
Phil Simms.
Okay. I did not expect you to go Eli Manning, but okay.
No.
But then again, a lot of times things that hover in our brains.
Probably Phil Simms first.
Yes.
I think Eli Manning, for what they put around him, had a really good career. I think Eli Manning, after football, has done really well. He hasn't done as well as Peyton, but they're two different people too.
Coop's the one having the best time.
No, he's having fun. Yeah, he just gets to have a good time.
All right.
Of all these teams, so if you ask me, of all these teams, who do I think can rise even higher next year, and who's going to drop the furthest? Yes. And everything depends on that Dallas-San Francisco game. And I know T loves his Cowboys. If Dak Prescott doesn't fulfill and play well, at least play well. If he wins, then this is going to be fun to talk about what the Cowboys can do. Right. If he underperforms or somebody underperforms, they're going to be in chaos again for a while because Jerry's not going to like that. Mike McCarthy, who knows? And here's the thing, you know. Oh, we should just fire Mike McCarthy and let Dan Quinn coach. Dan Quinn's a defensive coordinator. Let Dan Quinn defend the defense and let him do that and bring somebody in. I don't know how much I like Kellen Moore. I don't think I dislike Kellen Moore. I don't think I dislike Mike McCarthy either. If they give San Francisco a really good game, I think they're okay. If they get beat up in this game, that could be an ugly offseason.
If Brock Purdy does what he's done the last,
right,
what, five,
it's
games,
gonna be
16,
difficult. Dan Quinn's really good.
I know, but
they have more talent. I mean, San Francisco has a lot more talent.
Weapons. Yeah. A lot more weapons. Ever since the whole holdout by Ezekiel Elliott and the amount of money he got for, and what, they've got three running backs now by committee? I mean, there's a lot of personalities and not a lot of teams sometimes, it feels like.
You know who has the easiest game this weekend to play? Just to play. Who would you think? Just
Buffalo, Cincinnati?
No.
Who?
Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, because they're
Jacksonville playing. Just went to Kansas City and played a really good game.
Right.
And should be sitting at home.
Well, and see, I've heard it multiple times today, whether it was local or whether it was national. They're playing with house money. They're loosey-goosey. All right, let's go.
They're like, oh, my God, Trevor Lawrence threw four interceptions. And I'm like.
Smack the board.
Come back. Still not very good, but there we go.
There you go. You get closer.
He had four interceptions, and he came back, and he had a great second half. Mm-hmm. And not one time did Trevor Lawrence go, man, I really thought we were done. He didn't think that. He doesn't ever think that. I mean, it's crazy. I think the Cincinnati Buffalo game is just weird because you just seen it and we had all that everything and now they're playing again. And I mean, I look at that game and even though it's in Buffalo, Cincinnati's the better team.
And it's I will say this because I just watched, you know, the Dolphins and Buffalo. Josh Allen used to be the X factor.
Yeah.
Every single time he was on his back a lot.
On his back a lot and threw some picks, and they don't have their pass rusher who is but he came in, he got hurt. So he's out. He's out for the year.
Right.
And their defense isn't very good. And Cincinnati, I like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is
Joe Cool.
He's Joe Cool. Joe Burrow is that guy that's in the Peanuts comedy strip that wearing the sunglasses and Joe Charlie Cool, Brown's like, man, I want to hang with Joe Cool. Philadelphia has a ton of pressure on them because of their season that they had.
Right.
And now you have to beat a team for the third time who kind of beat up on Minnesota.
And are they saying that Hurts is 100%.
He is nowhere near
100%. And exactly.
Can't run. Right. I mean, he's not going to take off and run. And that's the thing, right?
Right.
So, I mean, take it back to our Green Bay Packers fans.
Yeah.
If Jalen Hurts doesn't rush for 110 yards, Green Bay Packers would have beat the Philadelphia Eagles earlier in the season. Well, late in the season.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Philly's still a 7.5 point favorite. I'm looking at the spread. Kansas City still 8.5. Philadelphia over the Giants still 7.5. Bills, did this move? It's 5.5. I thought when we first talked about it yesterday,
I think it was more.
But anyway, it's
right?
Buffalo. No, I thought it was less. I thought it was less. Anyway, so the Bills are 5.5 point favorite, and San Francisco is still the same at 3.5 point favorite.
Now, here's the other thing, too, is and this is a very big deciding factor as well. you have the San Francisco 49ers with Brock Purdy. Dallas is going to throw different stuff at him, mm-hmm. but they're undisciplined in what they do. So I think that San Francisco can exploit that. But if he has another game, he doesn't even have to have the game that he had last week, but he has a game that he had the week before. And even if they don't, and I think if San Francisco played either Philadelphia or New York, either one, San Francisco's favored in both of those games.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets to the Super Bowl, win or lose, how do you not say he's our QB1? Is that possible? Am I out of bounds on that?
Well, you know, Garoppolo's...
He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, it's Trey Lance or him. I got Trey Lance, who is inconsistent, big arm, I get it, can run, I get it, doesn't know how to run the offense. Or I've got this kid who, I mean, everybody was comparing it to Tom Brady, and the one person that came out said, you know what, even though I was a lot older, he's more me than Tom Brady, and that's Kurt Warner. Because
that's exactly where
he fit into a system with Mike Martz that said, we have speedy small receivers. We're going to get them in little cuts and outs, and we're going to get them the ball quickly and let them do their thing. And then you're so good at ball fakes and all that. We're going to run, and they're not going to know when we're going to run. And when they think we're going to run, and you stick it in, and you take it back out, and you throw the ball down the field. Brock Purdy has a lot of that. And nobody knew who Kurt Warner. Only difference between Kurt Warner and Brock Purdy is Kurt Warner is bigger.
Right.
I mean, that's it.
I'm racking my brain here. I'm trying to remember because somebody got hurt and Kurt Warner came in and then he went on.
Trent Green.
That's right. Trent Green.
Yeah.
That's right.
Paid Trent Green like $60 million.
Yep.
And he got hurt in the last preseason game, took a snap and got hurt. And Kurt Warner came in and all the rest is history. Yeah. All the way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I just.
Now, do I think, I listen. And I agree with what everybody said on TV and everything. If he's in any other system, he's just a backup quarterback. This is Kyle Shanahan's system. And if you don't, I'm not, you know, we're a CBS affiliate, and I'm not always the biggest ESPN guy. Dan Orlovsky, or however you say his last name.
Right.
When you sit and he explains, Ryan Clark, there's a whole bunch of them on ESPN. When they sit and they explain things to you and say, this is why. And the San Francisco 49ers never run a play out of a set that you think they're going to, because then as soon as they get you and they look, they change their set. And one time Christian McCaffrey's out there and the only person they have in the backfield is the fullback. And then all of a sudden the fullback goes out and now he's out and Deebo Samuel comes up. And every single one of those is, okay, I can't have my corner come in and try to stop that because it's a fullback or it's Deebo Samuel. And, I can't have my outside in trying to get Christian McCaffrey down on a sweep. And all Brock, the one amazing thing that we all thought about Brock Purdy when he was in Ames was his ball handling skills. The now you see it, now you don't. Where's it going? I mean, he made some things, throws. That doesn't mean that
he also threw off his back foot on some interceptions. Yeah. But he's a different player now.
And they said, well, he hasn't played a good defense. And Ryan Clark came out today and said, you know what? He plays against the San Francisco 49er defense the entire year until they started playing football. And it's the best defense in football.
Absolutely.
It's going to be fun. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen and I are glad that you are in here with us. We got one segment left. Get home safely.
Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Last segment on this Wednesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Thanks, partner. Even though it's not a nice day out, we're in here. We made it.
I know.
Yeah, we just got to make it home.
Big Steve just walk in and say, hey, it's iced up out there. So
we're going to get ready to go. So Big Steve has to stay here, though. That's not good for him.
He's going to go shopping.
He's going to do a little UNI basketball. They're playing Illinois State tonight, 6:30 pregame. So right after we get out of here, we'll start going. So
a little Zach Gelb for half an hour.
Zach Gelb, yeah, you'll get his first little segment there. Yeah,
gotcha.
Segment and then some commercials. Have we hit everybody today?
We have hit.
Did we do
control? Did you do DMOS?
Yeah, I did.
I did Heritage. You did Palmer. Yeah, we did them all.
Okay. So we can just say, hey, thank you very much, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group. Thank you very much. Okay, so a little potpourri. 49 years ago today. You never get this one. I say, man, this
49
this television
years ago
show
today.
Was awesome. 49 years ago today was its premiere.
The Gong Show.
No.
Oh. 49 years.
I'll give you a clue.
Wait, no. I would have been 3 years old. Gunsmoke.
Okay, I'm going to give you a clue, and I'm going to do what you just did.
Oh, Caddyshack?
No. The Bionic Man.
Oh,
Lee Majors. Remember when he looking through his eye?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow, the quiet Lee Majors.
Lee Majors.
Mr. Farrah Fawcett, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Dude. He's a dude.
You know what? As much as we've regurgitated everything from the past, how is that show not remade?
I know it. Isn't that crazy?
I heard rumor that they're going to remake The Fall Guy.
Really?
that was Lee Majors also. Oh,
yeah. They were good shows.
Oh, my Lord.
Quarterbacks in the playoffs wins. Patrick Mahomes, 8. Josh Allen, 4. Joe Burrow, 4. Dak Prescott, 2. Trevor Lawrence, 1. Daniel Jones, 1. Brock Purdy, 1. Jalen Hurts, 0.
Wah, wah, wah. All right.
See what happens.
I'm sorry. From the spread to everything, I'm going Giants, dude.
I'm feeling that. It's hard to be the team.
And every time I say that, I can hear my local friends that are Giants fans going, no, shut up.
Yeah, me too. Do not bet on them. This was a crazy streak, too. So this is Tom Brady from 2013 to 2022. 2013, no Super Bowl, 14, Super Bowl, 15, no Super Bowl, 16, one Super Bowl, 17, no Super Bowl, 18, one Super Bowl, 19, no Super Bowl, 2020, one Super Bowl, 2021, didn't, and 2022, it broke his streak.
Wow.
Man, that's a lot of Super Bowls.
But, okay, let's think about this. That man is not going to end his reign on an 8-9 season, not making the playoffs in a really icky personal social
bad
situation.
You know, the really good thing is he makes all that money, but he didn't have to, no child support, no alimony. She makes more money than he does.
Best line of the NFL season this year is when Tampa Bay is down to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I did not leave my wife and kids to lose to Kenny Blanken Pickett.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Exactly. If you were wondering what Aaron Rodgers wants the most if he's going to come back to the Green Bay Packers, and as Packer fans, you should be very excited about this.
He wants
to make sure that Mercedes Lewis is still back. He wants to make sure that Randall Cobb is still back, David Bakhtiari is still back, and Robert Tarzan, his tight end. Everybody else, I don't care. Okay,
wow.
Take out Robert Tarzan because he's still young. He's still in his rookie contract.
I was going to say Cobb
you take
is
the rest of those guys,
oh.
And you put their ages together. It would embarrass you.
It would rival you and me.
Exactly.
Oh my Lord,
that is bad. He is just. I don't know what.
There's going to be so much off-season talk, and then when he finally goes to a different team, about it's. Dude, it's not going to be a Peyton Manning scenario.
No.
Peyton going to
Denver.
When he went to Denver. Again,
the first season when he should have won a Super Bowl because he was unbelievable.
Right.
And then you get Peyton Manning, the hurt Peyton Manning that actually won a Super Bowl that didn't have anything to do with him. It had to do with Vic Fangio's defense.
Wow, you.
Wink,
you,
wink, wink,
you
wink.
Have that much respect for Steve that you already broke down your computer, so get out of here.
Just to be nice
good
to him.
Good job out of you.
Let's see here. All 8 starting quarterbacks have something in common.
All 8 starting quarterbacks. They all own dogs.
Nope. They
help
all
me out here.
Were counselors at Peyton Manning's quarterback camp.
Really?
Yeah. They were participants and then came back as counselors.
I was thinking the age, but they're all, you take Tom Brady out of the mix.
Right. Well, Tom Brady's not there. So
That would be, a father figure to Peyton, but yeah.
Because all the rest of them they're all under age 27.
Right.
It's crazy. Isn't that funny?
I am really looking forward to these 4 games this weekend.
I am too. Not so much from last weekend? Can I throw you a quick stat from last weekend?
Fire away.
Since we've now gone to giving the two top teams a bye, the seventh seed in the playoffs are now 0-6 and have been outscored by 12.2 points a game.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not really doing anything for the betterment of football. It's just making people a lot more
money.
But
the number seven seed in the AFC really tried hard.
They did really try hard.
Yeah.
They did try hard.
I know, but looking forward to it. I mean, here's what I get to look forward to is I'm finally starting to get stuff popping up on my ESPN, things like that. We're going to start talking baseball here real soon, dude.
I know it. I'm excited about that, too. I really am. I mean, I'm a huge baseball guy.
Brennan's got games in less than a month.
Really? That quick?
Yeah. Down in, he's what, Fort Scott. When we talked to Chip, Chip's parents are there. Looking forward to the nice home-cooked meal there. Thanks, Chip.
Yeah.
And then down in Arizona, I mean, it's baseball's right around the corner, man.
That's funny.
We got to get Andrew in here. We got to get our light the candle again on our NBA.
Right.
There's stuff going on that we need to talk about.
And we'll leave this one for him. I'm going to let him. This is a who will win kind of thing. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, and Giannis against. In their primes. I mean, they said this. Magic, Kobe, MJ, Bird, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, the MJ team.
Yeah,
completely.
That's what I thought. Now, I guarantee you that Chuck is going to say the other, and Andrew's going to say the other.
I say, do you get to play with the 1990 to 96 type of game?
Exactly. Or, see, here's the, or you can't touch them. You got Michael Jordan and those guys got.
I was going to say,
just
if you elbowed, you got a fist.
Yeah,
I mean it was so.
I mean that's Magic is probably the hardest. Well, Magic and LeBron. So see, I look at it that way. Magic and LeBron kind of take each other out,
and they kind of emulate each other.
Embiid and Shaquille O'Neal, same thing. Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's better than Larry Bird, and then they really don't. And Giannis is a tough matchup for those guys.
Larry
too.
Bird wouldn't even take his practice,
but I got
sweats off.
I got three guys. Actually, I have four guys, and we leave Shaquille out. Even though I love Shaquille, there has never been a more killer instinct than Magic, Kobe, Michael, and Larry Bird. I mean, they will literally stab.
Are you saying that their mental game was better than what the younger guys have? That it's
I don't know. It's different times. I mean, I think Steph Curry is amazing. I think LeBron. I'm coming around to saying, even though he really hasn't had that dude to compare himself to,
right.
And he hasn't won enough championships with he's 38 years old and he's still playing the way he's playing. It's pretty amazing.
Where's your feel? I guess your hot and cold monitor on the whole Bronny thing. Is somebody gonna bring him into a G League team as a novelty?
I don't.
Is he going to make it to the NBA?
The problem is he's just not very big.
Yeah, I mean the dream.
I mean,
we're
talking about that
LeBron,
Victor Wembanyama, who's 7'4" and Bronny 7'6", and Bronny's not. I don't even think Bronny's 6'2".
Well, we've known some 6'2" guys that can play, but is he that magical 6'2"?
He's not Steph Curry 6'2".
No.
But, it's fun to look at because Giannis is just so different and Kevin Durant is so different. I think all of those guys, the one that would be the toughest to try to emulate the same thing they're doing nowadays is Steph Curry because he would have just gotten beat up. I mean, they would. I compare him. He's a 20 times better player than Isaiah Thomas, but man, Isaiah Thomas was tough because boy, he got beat up. And I think Steph Curry's actually a little bit bigger than him.
Right.
But Steph Curry, just watching.
I throw a hint to Steve Kerr, maybe, with Steph Curry. But are you thinking more just a?
Oh yeah, I don't. I that's kind of an insult to Steph Curry. I mean, Steve Kerr could shoot,
right?
He couldn't play any defense, couldn't dribble.
Well, no one was playing defense. It's the NBA.
Not in that NBA. Thanks a lot for joining us today. Drive home safely. You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I appreciate you being in. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I will see you tomorrow.
I will.